Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Tuesday, the 15th. Let's see what day it was then. Of July, 2014. I was gonna go to Side Village this week, but due to another things, I'm not going. There's a few reasons. I need to pay some of my holiday off because I've got shop for Christmas. My holiday's in December. And the last of it's got to be paid by November. So I haven't paid any off yet. So I need to pay some off so I can not be stressed getting people's Christmas presents and things, because nobody wants to be stressed. Especially me. I don't do stress very well. And unfortunately, because we're trialling Bertie on a different food, I've been buying it until guide dogs can approve, or we just don't know where we're at with that at the moment. So that's quite expensive, and a bit of an unforeseen cost, but one that I don't begrudge at all. So spending £50 for a train ticket and then taxis, because as much as I don't have an issue getting trams back, getting a tram early in the morning to the city, is, especially when you've got a train to catch, is quite problematic. And yeah, so I'm not going to Site Village, which is quite sad. But it's probably a good thing that I didn't go to Slide Village. This is why I'm a firm believer in things happen for a reason. Because Saturday night started with a really bad toothache. I've got a broken tooth and I've been putting it off and putting it off going to the dentist. But I can't put it off any longer, so I have a dentist appointment this morning. So as much as I would have liked to have been at Site Village and played around with the technology and met people and gone to some of the seminars, because some of the seminars looked really interesting, I can't. So, but it got me thinking, because they've just had the NFB convention not last week, the week before, and it's the AACB convention in the States now. And it sounds like those guys are having a fantastic time. I've got a few friends who've been to both. Well, they haven't been to both, but I've got some friends who went to the NFB and some friends are at the AACB one now. And what I don't quite understand is, why don't we have something on that scale? I know we have Site Village, but Site Village is more of a roadshow and it's not a convention, it's an exhibit, which is great, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be as it is, but it'd be kind of nice if it was a little bit more like a convention. I think if R&IB, Action, Guide Dogs, all the other societies kind of got together, I think it would be quite, it'd be a cool experience. I think it's great that it travels around, because it does open it up to people. But what's kind of interesting is that the US is a huge country. Yeah, you have so many people who flock to convention. They have a high turnout. I mean, they're in a Vegas hotel at the minute, in ACB, and I know the NFB one is held in a resort in Florida.
My question would be, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we had a bit more of a structured
And maybe it's budget, and that's possibly why. But the thing is, obviously people pay for their it's not free, and I suppose that's probably where, I don't know, and when they're doing the NFB and the ACB, it is actually, you actually pay for registration, and you pay for your own hotel and travel and things like that. People save up to go to convention. And I'm not sure we actually have the same mentality to do that in this country. But yeah, and it seems quite disjointed that we are such a small country, really. We're like the size of California. We're probably smaller than California, actually. And yet we can't get a convention together. I would go. Especially, you know, with, they could definitely have it in different parts of the country every year. ACB do that, they do travel. ANFB tends to go to the same place, I think. But you could definitely have it in different areas of the country. And, I just feel like we're missing out on something here in the UK. A Psych Village has got a bit more of a cult following than it ever did before, I think. And I would have gone if I'd had the money. And I wasn't such a scaredy cat. No, no, I was totally getting over that bit. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some of my followers have thoughts. But, you know, things like, I know, like, guide dogs are there at Psych Village today and tomorrow. And I know all the other services providers. And maybe we don't need it in the UK, I don't know. I just think for some things, you know, like new technologies, even though you can go to these stands and, you know, stuff, exhibit halls are great. They are very complex to get around when you can't see, especially if there's not a lot of sighted assistance. I think that's probably why they have a lot more seminars and things, and, you know, but it's kind of it's a social thing to, you know, to meet up and to kind of get people together. And we just did the campaign convention with RNIB, and that was really good because you got all the structured part of it, but you also got this whole, you know, the kind of networking side of it, which I think is what we could do with doing a little bit more in this country. Because I think that's something that we possibly lack outside of social media. Not everyone is on social media. And as much as I think it's wonderful that RNIB say, oh, you know, we pay for this, and this, and this, and that, I do think, you know, maybe something like a national convention would be a little bit more of a, you know, you're going to have to pay yourself. I don't know. I just feel quite jealous of all these fabulous things. I know the Vegas lot are having a right ball because they've got, like, they had a thrill-seeking day today. And this is another thing. Trying. I think that's the thing that I think Psych Village lacks a little bit. Not technology you can go and play with on the stands and stuff, but stuff like sports. You know, the try yourself, like, or, you know, you get the interaction with the vendors, but you don't necessarily get the interaction with other people. I think it's something that's quite valuable, so, I don't know. I'm just having convention envy right now. I hope to go to, a convention in the States. I do, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Oh, guys. I don't even know why I'm yawning. I suppose I didn't sleep great last night. I did get to sleep, but it wasn't until late. That was just one of those things. Yeah. I don't know. I can't even explain what it is, but I do feel that, I think Psych Village does a great job. But I don't necessarily think it does a complete job. You know, especially in the kind of the building of a community, I think that's where we're quite disjointed. I know both R&IB and Guide Dogs are trying to do something about this now. You know, you've got your members kind of input with R&IB and Guide Dogs are launching this Friends of Guide Dogs. Oh, my friend's talking to me. So they're definitely improving, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I just think it would be quite nice to have that more social aspect of it, and to give people opportunities to, you know, to explore different things, and, you know, set different sessions on different things, more in-depth sessions. Like I said, you only get so much from speaking to a vendor for 5-10 minutes. And maybe this is because I'm not going to Psych Village, and I kind of feel like I am missing out. I was really looking forward to seeing some of the braille displays and going to quite a few of the sessions because they looked fantastic. But it's just one of those things. It was not meant to be this year, and that's fine. That is fine. I suppose I'm going to go on a bit of a, not a rant, but, and not a total whinge, but I was at a Guide Dog fundraiser meeting last night. I'm a member of our local branch, and I was sitting there, and they were talking about events, and I just said, one of the events is in Rochdale at the shopping centre, and I said, oh, can you get the tram over there? And they said, oh, yeah, but then you have to walk, yeah, you can, and then yeah, you just walk down the hill. And I was like, even with a dog that was as well as established as what Bailey was, I'm not sure I would have attempted that on my own, not in Rochdale anyway. And I think there's this whole, if the other two guide dog owners in our meeting are both, one has a PA who drives her around, and the other, his husband is a driver, and I think there's this huge forgetting point that most VI people can't get to a lot of these places without a ride, without a lift or something, because we have to rely on public transport so much, and a lot of the places that they do the fundraising stuff at is either too far to get a taxi for cost, and or it's just not practical. It's completely out of nowhere. And not on a public transport route either. And I don't like asking people for a ride if I, you know. So, but I don't know. You know, not one person said to me, oh, well, I'll come and meet you at the tram stop, or, you know, I don't know, just, sometimes I think there are a lot of VI people who obviously have sighted people to drive them around, and that's fine if you're lucky enough to have that, but we're not all in that position, you know, and that's one of those things. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm going to stop complaining, and I'm going to try and not worry about my dentist appointment. So I'll talk to you all very soon.